Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. It says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road riding high.
You didn't build that.
Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We don't concern ourselves with the cost. The cost? Look, we're not buying a used car here. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, remember, if you do want to speak tonight, make sure you press the number 1. It gives me a little icon, tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen. And listening is okay. Listening is just fine. Now, remember, if you have a story out there where you have been tyrannized in any way, and I do not care by who. Doctors, lawyers, cops, judges, Walmart greeters. It doesn't matter. If you've been tyrannized, you've been tyrannized. You got to get that story out there. And once you get that story out there once, well, then you got to do it again and again and again and again and again. And you should never shut up. The moment you shut up is the moment you lose. So if you want to come on board this program and get your story out there, it's very simple. You get on Facebook, you type in the captain, it shows up news personality. You send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized. I got to get my story out there. Well, guess what? You climb aboard to get your story out there. It's that simple. Look, your voice is important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right. We've got a lot to get through here tonight. And, of course, I never shut up. There's a bunch of stuff in my queue that I was going to try to get into last night and actually last week, but things just never happen. We start here, and God only knows. Last night, I thought I was only going to go 20 minutes on the story, maybe 30 tops. Well, I went the full 2 hours, so I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm here. You're here. There's a lot of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom shipping away. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Boost it, mate. Shift colors. All right, now, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, I actually have some good news to report. How about that? Ugh. When was the last time this show had any good news to report? Well, we've got it, and we've got it tonight. Now, I don't know if any of you remember Tabitha and Jeff Shore. They came aboard this program a long time ago. They had all their children on August 14th, 2014. Had all their children removed because they were on a date night. And their babysitter was babysitting the children. The little girl fell down, got hurt, had to go to 911. And obviously it was, you know, the little girl actually died. I believe it was a head injury. But she had a lot of other stuff that was on in her body. She was born with a lot of different ailments. Well, finally, after 600 days, CPS released the children to the parents, and their case has been dismissed. And this came over from my girl, Terry LaPointe, who works at Health Impact News. And if you ever get an opportunity, go on Health Impact News. You want to check them out. They've got a lot of very good reporters, a lot of very good stories. They cover tyranny just as much as I do. So you've got to check them out. Health Impact News. They've also got a lot of tips on how to eat healthy, which I need to start reading more of. Well, Tabitha and Jeff, it says, and their children are overjoyed now to be back together again after their horrific ordeal. The mother says that the faces of the children lit up when they came home last week. The children, who range in age of 4 to almost 11, tackled their parents in excitement to be reunited. I mean, I just don't understand how these people, I mean, any excuse whatsoever. I mean, a child dies. Okay, I'm sorry, but children die all the time. Adults die all the time. Teens die. Old people die. Black people die, white people die, dogs, cats, anything that lives dies. It's just the way it is. Nothing lives forever. Not even planets. Stars don't live forever. Planets don't, nothing lives forever. So just accept it. Well, I am very happy that this family have gotten their children back. 600 days. It's almost 2 years. Imagine being away from your family for 2 years. Just because somebody decided that, well, you don't belong there, you belong over here. This is the power they have. They can do whatever they want to anybody. If you think, well, it didn't happen to me. Well, just because it didn't happen to you today doesn't mean it's not going to happen to you tomorrow. That's the one thing that really drives me nuts in this country. If it doesn't directly affect me, well, then it's not a big to-do. Why should I get involved? Well, you should get involved to protect yourself so it doesn't happen to you. I mean, wake up. And what difference does it make whether it happened to you or not? I mean, you see an atrocity. I'm sorry, but you just don't stand there and just watch it. You do something about it. The society we have today, I'm sick of it. We have a very selfish, childish society, an evil society. And yeah, I'm going to say evil because there's a lot of evil that's going on in this society. Civilized behavior? Are you kidding me? Where? I mean, we see pockets of it from place to place and time to time. But overall, no, I can't say overall that human beings are civilized yet. We got a little ways to go. We can be if we want to be. But then when you put money involved, well, civilization goes out the friggin' window. Speaking of civilization going out the friggin' window, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day. And the winner of the American Nazi of the Year Award goes to Principal Holly Ray from Magnolia, Texas. I mean, this woman is out of her damn fool mind. I read this story today and I checked it out. I read a couple different places. Fox 26 in Houston reported this story. They listed the contacts to the principal, Holly Ray, and the superintendent, Todd Stevens. They gave their email address and their phone number. So guess what I did today? I wrote a couple of emails. Haven't heard back from them yet, but I did let them know that I was going to be exposing them tonight, both of them. I'm going to be exposing them tonight. I'm not going to talk very nice about them because there's nothing nice to say about them. I gave them their opportunity to give me their statement before I went on the air, and I also told them I would read their statement on the air, but they didn't respond back. So obviously they don't take me serious, or they don't take their job serious. Obviously they don't take their job serious, because if they did, once I get into this story wouldn't be a story if they actually took their job serious. Well, Holly Ray says that parents will be arrested if they walk their kids to or from school. Imagine that. First of all, I'd like to know how a principal can have somebody arrested just because she can order a cop to arrest somebody. Now, a principal at an elementary school now gives orders to the police? Huh? Well, evidently so. I mean, this woman is crazy. She's a little Nazi. I'm sorry there, Miss Ray, but you are a Nazi. You are front page bad news. That's all you are. I've got nothing nice to say about you, and I'm not going to say anything nice about you. Well, she's already been known to be what they call an overbearing Gestapo. She removed the bike rack. She made a new rule beginning at the beginning of this year and has enforced it beginning in March. So the only way that kids can get to school, even if they live right directly across the street from the school, which a lot of people like to buy homes, if they have children next to a school. They like that. It's convenient. Their children can walk to school. I lived several miles from my school, but my mom used to let me ride my own bike because I liked it. I don't have to screw around with the bus. I'm by myself. Yeah, it's a long bike ride. It was a long bike ride. But I didn't care. It was fun. Well, you can't do that anymore. You live across the street. Get this. You live across the street. You're not allowed to walk to school, whether you're with your parent or not. Parents are not allowed on the school grounds. They have to drive their kid because a bus doesn't pick up children that live directly across the street from the school. They just don't do it. There's no reason for it. They can walk. There's nothing wrong with children walking to school. Parents used to take them. My mom used to take us to school from time to time. Well, you can't do that anymore. And the only way you can get to school is either by the bus or the parents have to drive, and they can't. The parents are not allowed to get out of the car. They have to wait into these long lines in the parking lot to drop their kids off to school. And what is the point of this? I mean, I can't figure it out. Other than just being a little Nazi, getting that power, that control. Why do you need that much power and control? I can't figure it out. And no bike riding. The kids can't ride their bicycles to school? I mean, that is ridiculous. And I seen the map of where the school is and where the neighborhood is. It's a nice neighborhood. It's convenient for the kids. It's safe for the kids to ride their bike to school. It's safe for the kids to walk. But you can't do that. You'll get arrested. Well, I'd like to know how the hell a principal can dictate who gets arrested and who doesn't. Just because you're a principal at an elementary school? Sweetheart, little hubris, don't you think? Yeah. Well, I'm going to put I put the contact information in the description page. So I'm going to put it in the chat room here tonight. So if you're in the chat room and you want to contact these people, which I suggest you do, let them know how you feel. Well, there's a federal law that says kids, yes, can walk to school all alone. That is a federal law. So this woman is actually breaking federal law. Well, a big whoop. Obama breaks federal law before he even gets out of bed in the morning. Hillary Clinton has broken federal law. All of our Congress has broken federal law. Our governors, our cops, our judges, our lawyers, doctors. Everybody breaks federal law except for the citizens. You can't do that. If a miner or a rancher stands up to these bullies from the BLM, well, they get shot. Their cattle gets burned. Their homes get burned. The grazing lands get burned. I mean, what the hell? This is not civilized behavior. This is nuts. I mean, this is just absolute nuts. Well, parents say that not only are the students leaving because of it, but teachers and staff are also leaving as well. Yet, the district is actually standing behind her, saying, yes, we support this little Nazi. We like her. We like Nazism. It's good for us. But no, it's not. Well, parents are pulling their kids out of school. Good for them. Good for them. If you can afford private school today, pull your kids out of public school. I'm sorry, what's going on in the public schools? Look, I grew up in the school district. My mom was a teacher for a million years. My whole family are teachers. From kindergarten up to deans of major universities. This is crazy. This is not, there's no excuse for this. Well, Fox 26 in Houston reports, Wendy Jarman, who is a parent, says she's threatening to arrest people. This has happened to many parents. They have been cited. They have been threatened. If they step one foot on school property, they will be arrested and charged with passing. Imagine that, taking your child to school. And you can be charged with trespassing for stepping on the school grounds. Well, you know what there, Ms. Ray? The school grounds are, it's not your property. That's the people's property, by the way, just so you know. And they do have the right to go on school grounds. You can go on the school grounds and play in the parking lot, or play in the, when school's not in session. You can play in the fields. It's not illegal. But for parents who can't walk their own kids to the school, step on the school grounds, kids that live directly across the street can't ride their bike or walk to school, there is no logical reason for this. I know they do have a reason. We're going to get to it, but I mean, it is so pathetic. It's not a real reason. It's not legitimate. There's no legitimate reason for this. Well, Frank Young received one of those warnings. He also lives close to the school, and he's also pulled his children out. Well, good for him. Mr. Young says no effort to negotiate a better policy or even hundreds of signatures on a petition got the district to change the policy or their bully tactics. So here the parents went to the district, signed by all the parents, all the signatures, and just wanted to negotiate a better policy. Nope. Denied. Well, Mr. Young says Ms. Ray's policy is implying that a parent does not have the ability or capability to decide what is safest for their children. But the school district does. Well, that's true. I mean, you look, they're your children. You don't know what's best for them. CPS does. The schools do, the doctors do, the government does, the police, everybody but you. Everybody knows how to raise everybody else's kids but the parents. I mean, who the hell are the parents to raise their own children? I mean, why? We can't have any of that. We can't have parents raising their own kids. Not in this day and age. What the hell are we thinking, people? Come on. Parents raising their own kids. Oh, that's ludicrous. They should throw those parents in jail. Ah! Well, the school district evidently responded to Fox 26 Houston's request for a comment with the statement fully supporting Principal Ray, saying the goal is a safe dismissal process. What? What? Dismissal? Say what? This is it? That's your response? I'm so sick and tired of that cockamamie excuse. Oh, it's for safety. It's for national security. It's for the best interest of the children. Okay, those are lies. All right? Those are lies. And if you buy into that crap, people, you're an idiot. There's nothing else that I can call you but an idiot. If you are going to be that naive, that gullible, that ignorant, that lazy-minded to buy into this crap, you are a fool. You are an idiot. This has nothing to do with the safety. Nothing to do with safety. How is that safe? What does that mean? How is that safe? This has nothing to do with safety. This has to do with tyranny. Everybody wants to be a tyrant. Well, damn it, I want to be a tyrant too. I just don't know how. Look, there's only one person that you can actually be a tyrant to, and that's to yourself. You're the only person that you can actually control. You can't really totally control somebody else. You can only control yourself, and that's it. So, Ms. Ray, get control of yourself, will you please? I'm going to be hounding you. I'm going to be hounding you and hounding you and hounding you and hounding you until you eventually lose your job. Which evidently I understand that there is a since she is breaking federal law, there is a federal lawsuit looming. So it does stand a pretty good chance that Ms. Ray, you are going to lose your job. Hopefully you go to jail for this, because this is, you are a threat to our society. I'm sorry. Jails are for people who are threats to society. Well, Ms. Ray, I see you as a very, very, very big threat to our society. Tyrannical behavior is a threat to a free society, period. You can't argue that. And safety? Why is it always under the guise of safety, national security, all of this stuff that, oh, and you know how people are. Well, if it's for safety and if it's for national security, we better go along with it. I mean, you go to the airport, you get a cavity search. Oh, it's for national security. No. It's for tyranny. Remember what Ben Franklin said a few years ago? He who sacrifices freedom for security deserves neither. And that is very true. That is extremely true. It's one of the reasons why we went to war with the British. This doesn't even make any sense. Ms. Ray, I'm not going to leave you alone. I hope you understand that. I should write this woman every single day until I get a response. I don't like to play these kind of childish games, but, I mean, look at the childish games she's playing. So if she wants to play those games, maybe I should play with her. Give her a taste of her own medicine. I don't know. But this is ridiculous. And you should not allow this to happen. Who cares if this is in Texas and you live in a different state? It has nothing to do with that. If they're going to do it in Texas, Texas of all states, pull something like this in Texas? In Texas? Well, if you can do this in Texas, you can do it anywhere. This is insanity. Everybody in this country should be outraged. But the problem is, I mean, this is Fox 26 in Houston. Okay, that's a local news station. And nobody in the country seen it but the people in Houston. People in Magnolia. This is a shame. This should be a national story. Mainstream media, or what I call shamestream media, should be all over this. Where are you, Fox News? Oh, that's right, you're too busy bashing Donald Trump. You don't have time for real news stories. I forgot. I'll leave you alone. Go back to bashing Donald Trump. Go back. Leave us all alone and shut up. I am really fed up with Fox News anymore. I haven't watched them in a long time. I haven't watched the news in a long time, and it drives me nuts because I like to watch the news. Sometimes it's nice just to sit down and actually watch the news and listen to it, get a little educated. But no, you've got to read all day long just to get one accurate news story. I mean, that's insane. It is. It's nuts. Absolute insanity. Well, Merrill Hope at Breitbart, community members and obtained a recent dismissal process reminder in which Ms. Ray threatened parents and guardians with truancy classes. I mean, what the hell is that? Truancy classes for parents and guardians? I mean, what? Also, doling out in-school suspensions for the child. So they're going to take the child because the parent decided to step on school grounds and walk their child to school, make sure they got their safe. Parent gets a truancy class letter or slip or whatever, but you're going to punish the child? Why would you punish the child, Ms. Ray? What the hell is wrong with you? You are maniacal. You are out of control. Woman, you need to be taken down. Oh my God. What is wrong with you? You need to be removed immediately. I'm sorry, but you either need severe, immediate medical attention, or you need a jail cell, one or the other. But you do not belong in society. You certainly do not belong being a principal at an elementary school. And where the hell is this superintendent, this Todd Stevens? Why can't you stand up and say something about this? What the hell is your problem? You're the superintendent. The superintendent, why would you back this? Who in their right minds would ever want to back something like this? Well, tyrannical people, Nazis, evil people would want to back this. This is evil. I'm sorry, this is. I mean, this is insanity. I didn't believe the story when I first read it. I said, this can't be. It's one of those fake news stories. Which, why do they even make those fake news stories? And why do people even like to read them? What the hell is the point of that? Other than to, well, distract you from the real news. And that's what that's all about. And it's unfortunate, but there's a lot of people who do read a lot of fake news and think it's real. Especially when you read the New York Times. Well, Ms. Ray is now making a national mockery, according to this article, a national mockery out of Magnolia, and the city is a part of it. She is also making a mockery out of Texas, where freedom and liberty are at the foundation of who we are. Well, you know, I think we've lost Texas a long time ago. I know it's sad. But Texas, you have been screwing up and screwing up and screwing up and screwing up for far too long. You are our last stand of defense. I don't understand what the hell is going on in Texas. Texas? Texas of all states, to have something like this go on, you never would have believed this. Never in a million years would you believe something like this would ever happen. But yet, here it is. Here it is. And that's because liberals all moved to Texas because they wanted to take over Texas, because Texas is a big state and it has a lot of delegates. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to move liberals all into these certain areas so they will win the presidential election every single 4 years. Well, that's not really a reason to move somewhere. That doesn't make any sense to me. That right there, I mean, that's cheap. That's cheap politics. That's ridiculous. And Texas, you got to do something here. I'm sorry, but Texas, where's the governor? Where the hell is the governor of Texas? Governor, I'm going to have to write the governor of Texas now. I'm going to have to get the governor involved in this one. Yeah, governor, you do have a right. You can get involved. And you can do something about the principal and the superintendent. So where the hell are you, governor? I don't even know who the hell the governor of Texas is anymore. But whoever it is, better get off the schneid. Well, hopefully this federal lawsuit does begin and begin soon and remove this woman from the school. Hopefully remove the superintendent as well. I'm sorry, but the superintendent, you should have had enough in you. And this Todd Stevens is supposed to be a doctor, not a medical doctor, but he's got a PhD. A PhD in what? Stupid? Well, hopefully this lawsuit goes through and goes through quickly, because this woman has no reason being in the school. And you know what? Every single parent should remove their children from that school, either send them into private school or homeschool them. Stand up, parents. Okay? If every parent moved their kid out of that school, well, guess what? This woman would be out of a job. There's no kids to go to the school. They'd have to shut the school down. And yes, Miss Ray, you would be losing your job, which you deserve to do. and I'm going to hound you. I am not going to let this go, but not until this problem is solved. Miss Ray, you are not going to like me. I am going to be a thorn in your side. I am going to drive you. I'm going to drive you nuts, even more nuts than you are right now. I'm going to drive you to the point. Are you either going to quit, or you're going to wake up and see the light? But I'm not going to let this go. And nobody should let this go. Everybody in this country should overflow this woman with emails, phone calls. Same with the superintendent. I'm going to write both of them every single day. It's the first thing I'm going to do in the morning. I'm going to get up. I'm going to make my coffee, feed my cat, and write me two emails every single day until I get a response from these people. Now I got to get a hold of this governor. Whoever the hell the governor is, I'm going to get a hold of you. I'm going to get you involved too. I'm not going to let stuff like this go. Because it's always little things like this. If you let little things like this go, this really isn't little. I mean, on the scale of, you know, ISIS coming over here, okay, yeah, little. But if you let something like this go, it's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And if it can happen in Texas, it can happen anywhere. And now we're going to have the whole country. All the grade schools are going to be in lockdown. And if anybody steps on the school grounds, you're going to be arrested. Now, what kind of a cop? This says something about cops now. What kind of a legitimate police officer would you be if you're going to arrest a parent for walking their kid to school? What does that say about you, cop? Well, it says nothing but bad. That's what it says. And if you are a real police officer who really believed in that oath that you took, which I've taken that same oath myself, to uphold and defend the United States Constitution. So if you really believe in that oath that you took, police officers, you get a call from this woman demanding that this parent be arrested for taking her kid to school. You need to arrest this woman, this Holly Ray, the principal. And what the hell's the name of the school? Oh, Bear Branch. That's the name of the elementary school in Magnolia, Texas. Bear Branch. Bear Branch Elementary School in Magnolia, Texas. Look it up. Where in the hell is the governor? I still can't get over that one. Why hasn't anybody, I mean, governors, why are governors so afraid? Even Republican governors, especially Republican governors. Republicans anymore. Look, Republican Party, you're losing your party. You're losing the American people. You really are. And now you're this Reince Priebus, this little worm. Well, it's the party who picks the nominee, not the people. Well, that may have been a couple hundred years ago, but that's not how it is now. The American people pick their candidate. Not you, Mr. Priebus, not the Republican Party. Not a certain group of, well, self-appointed elite. You don't get to choose what the American people want. The American people get to choose what they want. And you keep this up, Republicans, you're going to lose your party. You're going to lose. I have been so, I guess, just, I'm trying to find the right word without cussing. And that's very difficult for me from time to time. Being an ex-sailor, and this stuff really pisses me off. I still don't have my voice. I lost it in October. I lost it again last night screaming at these yo-yos. I've lost it all week. I've been screaming all week. I can't keep screaming like this. But this stuff irritates me. But I have been very disappointed in the Republican Party for a long time. I don't consider myself a Republican. I will never consider myself a Democrat. I do side more with Republicans, you know, the ones that are, well, attempt to be conservative. But I don't believe in parties. Never have, never will. Parties are for corruption and corruption purposes only. I'm voting on the individual. I'm not voting on the party. I don't care what the party says. I can care less. I care what I say, what I feel. I don't care what you say or what you feel. That's up to you to decide what you say and what you feel. I can't take that away from you, and you can't take that away from me. You have the right to say and be whoever you want to be. Say whatever you want. Feel whatever you want. That's your decision to make. Not the Republican parties, not the governments, not the police, not the doctors, not the school teachers. Not your neighbors, not your friends, but you. And if you are incapable of deciding for yourself of what you like, what you dislike, what you believe in, what you feel, what you think, what you say, well, then I suggest, like I said last night, go into the garage, look for the dullest instrument that you can find, and use it to chop your head off. Because if you're not going to use your head, you don't deserve it. Give it up to science. Maybe they might be able to figure out just exactly what the hell is wrong with your squash, and maybe they can fix somebody else. But the governor of Texas, I mean, this is really bugging me. This is really getting under my craw. I mean, this is something that the governor should have stepped in immediately. The governors do have a lot of power, by the way, but they're just not exercising it. They're cowards. The Republican Party, you're a bunch of cowards. And if we have a contested convention this year, and if the party picks a nominee that the people didn't want, oy, I'm telling you, this is, without a doubt, I said it a couple of months ago, and I'm going to say it again. This is going to be, without a doubt, the hottest summer on record. Even though we're getting 4 inches of snow here on Long Island Saturday. It rained all day. It's been windy. It's been raining like crazy. Cold. And now we're going to get 2 to 4 inches and 50% chance we might get more than 4 inches. So where's this global warming at again, Mr. Gore? Huh? I could use a little global warming. I want to plant my garden. Haven't been able to. It's a friggin' swamp out here in my backyard. And now it's going to be a frozen swamp come Saturday. We're almost in mid-April? That's ridiculous. I want to plant my garden. But I can't. Mother Nature says, nope. We're bringing in more cold weather. We're bringing in more snow. Well, you can't do a damn thing about the weather. I'm sorry, the weather and the climate, I'm not going to get on that subject tonight. I've hammered it home all week long. I'm done. Well, parents in the Lake Windcrest subdivision, which backs up the school property, have all been issued warnings and restraining orders for walking and retrieving their children at the end of the school day. And most of these parents volunteer at the school on a regular basis. So how in the hell are they going to be able to volunteer now when they can't get on the school grounds without getting arrested? And who the hell are you as a principal to order somebody arrested? You don't have that authority. And police, if you're going to take orders from a school principal, you're not a police officer. I'm sorry, give up your badge. That's not a police officer. That's not what police officers are for. This is absolutely ridiculous. When I read this, I was like, this cannot be true. But I checked it out. It is true. It's real. It's here. Well, Miss Ray, you definitely win the American Nazi of the Year Award. And yes, you are a Nazi. And yes, I am going to hound you every day. I'm going to drive you nuts. I'm not going to leave you alone. I cannot stand this kind of tyranny. I've had enough of it. I'm in so much pain right now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the full 2 hours tonight. My back is still out. I can barely sit. I can't stand up straight anymore. I can barely walk. I had to walk a little bit today. My landlord took me down to the store so I can get some food because I had nothing. And walking in the store, oh my God, about killed me. That's my own fault. I'm not supposed to be doing the work that I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not supposed to be doing physical work. But I like to do things. I refuse to accept the fact that I am disabled. I hate that word. Even though I got to start playing smart because I'm getting older. And the next time I take my back out could be the last time. But I still want to go out there and play. I like to walk. I like to ride my bike. I like to keep active. But there's only so much that a man can do. Clint Eastwood said it right. You've got to learn your limitations. And that's you, Ms. Ray. You have got to learn your limitations. You understand me? I mean, I don't know. I am still beside myself on this one. And if that's not enough tyranny, how about this one? Since December, the VA has revoked gun rights from 260,000 veterans. You're going to flip out when you find out why. Last December, the VA started reporting thousands of veterans to the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. Oh, God, that's a mouthful. Which is responsible for determining whether or not a potential gun buyer is legally allowed to own a firearm. Well, let me check the Constitution here. I'll find out who is legally allowed to own a firearm. Let's see. Where is that? Oh, here it is. Right here on top, the Second Amendment. Oh, I see. I didn't have to look very, very hard at all. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And what are the people? Who are the people? You, me, everybody. Are you a people? Are you a citizen of the country? Yes, I am. Okay. You have the right to bear arms. And I am one of these kinds of guys. That I do believe, look, if you go to prison and you serve your time, and once you get out, then that's it. You're out. You served your time. You should not have to keep being punished for the rest of your life. I'm sorry, but if you've done your time, you're out of prison, you're free, you're not on parole, you should have the right to own a firearm, you should have the right to vote. I'm sorry, but you paid your debt to society. Look, you screw up, okay, fine. You pay your price, you accept your punishment, and then once it's done, it's done. I got problems with that. Just because you are an ex-con, it doesn't mean you don't have the right to defend yourself or your family. Just because you're an ex-con doesn't mean that you're automatically going to go back into prison. A lot of times they do, but not necessarily. There's no guarantee of it. Now, you get caught throwing a couple of seeds out in the forest, a couple of marijuana seeds in the plant groves. Guess what? You can get 10 years in prison. There's a couple of kids we did this story last summer. They just threw a couple of seeds out in the forest. The plant grew. Somehow, I don't know how they got caught. I can't remember, but serving 10 years in prison for planting a marijuana plant in the forest. How in the hell do you get 10 years in prison for that? And now this guy can never vote? These kids can never vote? You can never own a firearm because they put a seed in the ground and let Mother Nature take over? That's civilized behavior to you? It's not to me. Well, they've been reporting veterans who have a fiduciary trustee to act on their behalf for legal or financial matters. Okay. So that means you can't own a firearm. I don't get the connection, but they do. Just any way to take away your ability to defend yourself. Any way to bring you down. Any way to inflict their tyranny. That's what this is all about. And nothing else. Nothing, 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 nothing else. Nothing. All veterans with this arrangement are being automatically declared mentally defective. Oh, like Principal Holly Ray? Well, what the hell does that mean, mentally defective? I mean, if you really want to go down that road of mentally defective, I mean, my God. We could go on for hours of the people that are mentally defective, and most of them are in Washington, D.C. Over the past 4 months alone, the VA has reported over 260,000 veterans. In 4 months, 260,000 vets in 4 months? Which now accounts for 99% of all mentally defective claims to the database. Well, I'd like to know what they mean by mentally defective. I don't like that term. That seems a little, I don't know. I just don't like the sound of it. It doesn't sound right to me. Mentally defective. I just don't like that sound. Human beings aren't machines. To be mentally defective? I don't like that word defective. That's the word that bugs me, defective. That's the word that really bothers me in this. When it's people that would actually report a veteran and strip away their Second Amendment right, that to me seems mentally defective. Anybody who would vote for Hillary Clinton, that would be mentally defective. All of you jackasses who voted for Barack Obama not once but twice, and in some cases several times, are mentally defective. Well, not all veterans with a fiduciary trustee are in danger to themselves or others. Well, no. Well, the VA hasn't bothered to investigate any of these individuals to see if they should be reported. They're not investigating to find out if they're really, truly mentally defective. Just because you've got a trustee, automatically you're mentally defective. Well, there's a lot of reasons why people will get a trustee. There's a lot of personal reasons why someone would get a trustee. It's their decision to make. It's not yours. Certainly not the VA's. If you're going to declare somebody being mentally defective, okay, if somebody is truly, truly mentally defective, don't you think they should be in a hospital somewhere? Like in a friggin' rubber room? But see, they don't look at that. They don't care. It's not about safety of them. It's not about their well-being. It's about tyranny. That's all that it is, and I hate that word anymore. I know I use that word over and over and over again, but there is no other word that fits it. It is a tyranny. Everybody wants to be a tyrant. Everybody's got to inflict power and authority and pain. Everybody's got to be punished. You don't agree with me, you gotta be punished. Well, America, you better be careful with that. That's not a game you really want to be playing. That game can get very ugly very quickly. Well, let me tell you, things are getting fugly in this world now. They're getting fugly everywhere. And it's about to burst. I'm telling you, this summer is going to be the hottest summer on record. There's going to be a lot of things going on this summer. We got possibly two contested conventions, both the Republicans and the Democrats. Got ISIS still trying to take over. The Muslims still want to take over and bring Sharia law. They say Sharia law overrides the Constitution. Well, not with me, it don't. Well, Senator Chuck Grassley, which every once in a while Grassley can actually stand up and say something good, but well, he has been questioning the VA this matter and hopes to put a stop to it. Well, you hope to put a stop to it? You're a senator. You can do more than hope. I'm sorry, but you can. You can do a little bit more than hope. I mean, it just is. These people are not stopping. They're going to find a way to make everybody mentally defective. They're going to find an excuse to take away your guns. Oh, because you did this. Oh, you're left-handed. Oh, we got to take away your gun. Oh, you didn't shower today. Oh, got to take away your gun. You're mentally defective. Forgot to shower. I mean, they'll use anything. They'll use any excuse that they can to take away your gun. Take away your property. And in some cases, take away your life. This is not the America I was born in and grew up in. Nor is it the America that I fought for. This is not that America. This is a new America, and I hate it. And yes, I'm going to use the word hate. I hate this new America. It's not the America I know. It's not the America that I love. I love the old America. And I'm going to still continue to love the old America. I'm still going to continue to love this Constitution, which you can hear in my hands. One of the last remaining copies of this document. The government hasn't confiscated it yet, and they can't have it. Even if they pull it from my cold, dead hands, you'll still never take it away from me. Why? Because it's right in here. You cannot take away what I have in here. You can't do it. All right, folks, I've really got to get scooting here. It's very difficult for me to sit. I can't sit anymore. I can't stand. And I'm going crazy with all of this stuff. And I'm just making my back hurt even worse having to scream at these idiots. So I want to thank everybody listening tonight, those in the chat room and those in the queue. How we doing, Trace? I'm sorry, but I got to scoot. I know she just came in here. But I'm in a lot of pain. And I'm going to really screw myself up. I won't be able to come on the air tomorrow if I don't do something about this. Hopefully in a couple of days I might be better. But I really did something this time. Usually by now I'm better. But I really screwed it up. So I apologize that I got to cut out early. I don't like to do this. But I'm going to try to, I got to make it on the air tomorrow night. And then I got to make it on the air Monday. So if I go all night tonight, I'm not going to be able to go on for a long time. And that's going to defeat the purpose of this show. So I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. And I know we do get a lot of people that do listen in archive. And again, if you do get a chance to listen to the Radio Jihad Network, they are not a hate group. They're a love group. Yeah, they do talk about a lot of tyranny, a lot of bad things that are going on in the world. Well, we do got to talk about that stuff. We also got to talk about things that we do like, and that's why on Fridays I talk about sports. Because I had to talk about this stuff 5 nights a week, I would be a basket case. There'd be nothing left of me. I'd be just mush. I can't have that. I'm a fighter, and I got to fight, regardless of the fight. If it's tyranny, I'm going to stand up and fight you. And you understand something, Ms. Ray? I'm not going to let this go. You and your little superintendent, Mr. Stevens, you two are in trouble with me. I am going to hound you every single day, and I'm going to find out who this cockamamie governor in Texas is. And I'm going to hound this son of a bitch, too. Texas, of all states, this is Texas, for God's sakes. You're our last stand of defense. Where in the hell are you? I'm still upset at this. Oh, I'm going to lose it. I got to do this, folks. I got to bail out. I really do. I apologize. But I've really got to get going. So, again, thanks for listening. And hopefully I'm going to be back here. I'm going to do everything I can tomorrow to be back here at 8 o'clock. 8 p.m. Eastern, tomorrow night. Goodbye, everybody.